George Soros, Democrat PAC rolls out anti-Trump coronavirus ads. By Penny Star on March 24, 2020. An estimated 46,485 Americans have been infected with the coronavirus and 591 people have died. But Democrats supported by billionaire leftist George Soros are preparing to put out 2020 campaign ads tearing down President Trump's efforts to fight the national crisis. The Democratic Party's biggest super political action committee, PAC, will spend $6 million for anti-Trump ads in battleground states, the Washington Free Beacon reported. The ads will run in Florida, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The PAC received $3 million in contributions from Soros's Democracy PAC on February 21, new filings show. Soros's seven-figure donation accounts for 77% of the $3.9 million the PAC reported hauling in last month. As part of this plan, Priorities USA has said it intends to spend upward of $150 million against Trump in states like Michigan and Wisconsin. The PAC has hauled in $27 million since January 2019. Its largest donor has been billionaire hedge fund manager Donald Sussman, who has given the group $8 million this cycle. Soros is now the group's second largest donor at $5 million. And the Soros-funded PAC is not the only left-wing group trying to use the crisis to score political points, according to The Beacon. PACronym announced last Tuesday it will spend $5 million on digital advertising against Trump's response to the pandemic. Tara McGowan, the founder of PACronym, said it's imperative that Democratic groups push anti-Trump messaging while Democratic presidential contenders remain positive during the pandemic. Biden, however, slammed Trump on Monday over what he called a failure of planning and preparation for the coronavirus. "This is a public health issue and a national security issue. But it's also a public policy issue and thus a political one," McGowan told The Washington Post. PACronym does not reveal its donors, but The Beacon reported that it received hundreds of thousands of dollars from Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's PAC and from failed Democrat presidential candidate billionaire Tom Steyer. According to The Beacon, and PACronym received $250,000 from Soros's PAC and $1 million from Sussman late last year. Hollywood director Steven Spielberg donated $1 million. The Beacon also reported that David Brock's American Bridge PAC is attacking Trump for his handling of the health emergency in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin and plans to spend $50 million in the effort. "Our job is to hold Donald Trump accountable. And we have no plans to let up, particularly with a focus on economic issues as we've done to date," Bradley Beachoke, president of American Bridge, said. But as this crisis unfolds and the country experiences the consequences of his incompetence, we're not going to give him a pass for bungling the government's response to this pandemic. Follow Penny Star on Twitter.